Doing great. Really, really excited. You can see they came back ready to work. You can see they came back. They knew what we were trying to get done. The retention's been great. We're playing fast. So all in all, so far, so good. Doing well.
You got about half of the installation?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, a little bit more than that maybe. But, for us, again, it's a review. We talk about that all the time. We kind of review by day, but everything's in. When we get to these move periods and stuff, everything's kind of in, and the guys have done a good job all across the board.
Impressions of Sam coming back too?
Looks good. Looks really good. Throwing the ball well. Had some great throws today. That doesn't or shouldn't surprise anybody. Obviously, he's a very talented, gifted passer. But thrilled he's ahead of schedule. Feels great. Looks great. So excited about it.
As a group, what can it do for this offense, especially when you do the ones versus ones, playing this defense every day?
Well, again, obviously they give us a lot of trouble just in terms of the multiple looks they're going to give us. They got a lot of things you have to prepare for, which is good. We troubleshoot our protections and stuff, but certainly it's good work across the board, and we feel great with where we are, and it's fun to compete against those guys.
You guys started to use the running game a lot more last year, certainly after Sam went down. Can we expect that more of the same this year, and how does the running game look so far?
Yeah, the run game looks good. I mean, obviously that's the way we're built. We've always been built that way. Last year, early in the year, some things got away from us, but the shift to the running game is nothing new. That's what we're going to be based on. Play great defense, run the football. Our play action game comes off of that. Running game looks good. Got a really good young stable of backs. I don't think I've ever been around a group of 3, 4, 5 guys with this much ability. So the competition across the board at every spot, but certainly that's one that jumps out at you.
How does Trey look so far?
He's doing a really good job. Most importantly, mentally, he's done a great job picking it up. And we ask a lot of our backs in protection and some of the things we do, even in the passing game. So done a really good job coming from a situation where he didn't do a lot of that in college. He's done a great job.
Only been a few reps, but I'm sure it's a welcome sight to your eyes to see your number one offensive line getting a few here in practice. How helpful is that, and how also helpful is it to have a guy like Saffold and Robinson who you can move around?
Yeah, well, that's the big thing. I mean, we're going to move guys around again. We're trying to create competition, putting Greg in different spots, putting Roger in different spots. But it was nice to look out there today and see those 5 guys. But again, they've been working hard, and again, the communication now is so much easier for them. I mean, we make adjustments, they make adjustments, and make calls, and that just comes from playing together. And Greg's done a good job of picking it up, and he gets some help in there between Jake and Scott from time to time, but he's done a nice job picking it up.
Nice for a rookie playing a new position to have. That's a lot of experience on either side of it.
Yeah, as long as he can listen, yeah, he'll be in good shape. He is a good listener. Yes, he is. He's a good listener. If they told him to jump off sides, he'd probably jump off sides. But
he did that today.
Yeah, maybe they did. Hey, maybe we'll grade those other guys down. But he's doing a really good job. You've seen him grow the last couple practices. It's tough. I mean, especially, again, we talk about some of the looks we're going to see from the defense each and every day. But he's done a real good job for us.
Tomorrow at the Dome, I don't know exactly what you're doing, if it's just a regular practice. Which is anything particular you're looking for from? No, I don't think so.
Again, I think, I always like to see the live scrimmage at the end. Again, I don't know, how many of the vets will get that. It's usually a lot of the younger guys. But, again, we just want to keep building. I mean, we put 3 really good practices today, our last couple days together, so build on that. Again, we're just kind of going through the building blocks of what we can be. We're a way bigger team on the perimeter. That helps give Sam some big targets. We're extremely fast. So you're seeing the ball pushed down the field. Guys are making plays. So continue to do that. And, again, the scrimmage, it'll be fun to see these guys play real football.
We asked Coach Fisher this a few days ago, but just do you think Kenny Britt, because of his size and kind of the role he'll have, can he help Brian Quick out at all?
Making
his way through receivers.
Well, I think Brian Quick's probably had the best spring and training camp of any of the receivers. So I think Brian Quick is playing his tail off right now. But, yes, you put Kenny in there, and Kenny's obviously got the experience, got the size. But, again, just the thing about Kenny, he brings his energy every day, and that helps the group. And we got guys that love to play and compete. And when you get Stead and Tave and Quickie and Kenny in the huddle with Cookie and those guys, it's fun. There's a lot of energy. They have a lot of passion for the game. It's been fun to watch those guys kind of get excited for the other guy when they make the play.
It doesn't seem like Kenny's calmed down any bit.
No, he is not. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. He loves football, and I think his abs look a little bit better, though. If I was going to, he's got, yeah. I think so, yeah. And he's got that shirt now. He's got that half shirt that he likes to wear out here. So But no, he's doing a good
showing
job.
Off, huh?
Showing off.
Okay. I was talking to Jared Cook last week, and he was kind of intimating he was unsatisfied with his year last year. How can he be more consistent for you guys?
Well, last year I think the biggest thing with him, he had a few drops. This year, playing really fast. Just, you know, creating separation, playing physical. You even notice it in the running game. I mean, he's getting up underneath people. He's driving his feet, getting movement. So, again, having a good camp. But, again, you know, if he catches a few more balls last year, again, I think he's going to not be satisfied, but he would have felt better about the year. But, again, a guy we expect to have a huge year for us.